I forgot that you were the R7 guy. I could not be happier with that thing. But, yeah, no, that's a good idea to have that semi-automated on the site to not have to worry about it. I will try to make it a point this week to get that thing up and running. I'm assuming it's only going to take me a little bit of time. I've got all the things I need, and I think there's plenty of documentation on this particular device. Anthony, if you're still listening, sorry, let me know. But as someone who's managed several hundred SIP phones for the last however long and thankfully no longer has to, I think I'll be able to figure it out. But that was another reason I haven't done it yet. It's a little bit of PTSD programming a SIP